Yud Beis Sivan, we're holding in Siman Kuf Mem Dal Alacha Zayin, and we're going to Siman Kuf Mem Hey Alacha Vav. Kitza teaches us, we're speaking about the respect that one has to express to a Talmud Chacham. That is not true when it comes to Talmud Chacham, that is Mezalzel B'mitzvahs. What does that mean? He's lacking respect for mitzvahs and doesn't have Yirat Shamayim. That's quite a scary sight, but unfortunately you could have Talmud Chacham, very brilliant people, but are lacking the Yirat Shamayim, and therefore it's Kekal Shebetzibul, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which means they are in the same playing field of a regular person, maybe even the lightest of the people, meaning to say that they really need a lot of help. Next, when it comes to a Kohen Yisrael, and this is a major controversy, what happens when it comes to a Kohen and you have an Israel that's equal in wisdom? What does that mean? There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says, "V'kidashto pashas ema." You basically have to treat and sanctify a kohen. I would say the word "sanctify" means to designate someone for a greater awareness of Hashem, a greater status, and therefore that applies very much when it comes to a kohen. The reason for that is actually on a deeper level, is the idea that they are the mishalsim, they are the servants, direct servants of Hashem, and they work, so to speak, on our behalf. And therefore, when we respect them, really what we're doing is we're recognizing and respecting Hashem. So therefore, we have to treat them, so to speak, on a higher level. And that is expressed through anything that's a davar shebikdusha, that means to say something that's special, like Kriyas HaTorah, they get the first aliyah. There's a gathering of speeches, and who should speak first? They should speak first. I used to be when I was in yeshiva, I remember when we had six pieces of chicken on the table, we would ask, is there a kohen at the table? So he gets first. You give him actually the better piece first. And all this is part of a kiddushah. Now, what's interesting, the Kitzur says, unless it's the exception to that is if the Yisrael was not the Kohen, is a greater Talmud Chacham, so then the Halach is that the Talmud Chacham, the greater Talmud Chacham, actually gets preference first. Now, this is not true when it comes to today. Our meaning is not true when it comes to Aliyahs. Kohen gets an Aliyah regardless of even if he's not the same status of wisdom, but in regard to other Halachas that we just mentioned, a greater Talmud Chacham actually takes precedence. Now, it's a mitzvah for that Talmud Chacham to be makdim the kohen, and he gets a richus for yavim for that. So that's probably the custom also today. It's almost understood, self-understood. But that's an important thing to keep in mind. People don't realize that. There's another exception. The kohen is dividing a certain partnership with another Yisrael. He doesn't have to get the better portion. It's not covetic to take the nicer portion when it comes to the division. The division here, because it's considered that a person is going to lack Siman Bracha, meaning anytime there's like a certain division of Yerusha, etc. So at that point, we don't look to see that the better portion, someone should specifically get the better portion. It's a lack of a certain, perhaps, bitachon and emunah. When there is no koyin, says a kid, so something that I think people always are wondering about, the Levi actually has kedima. So again, if the Levi is equal to wisdom of another Yisrael, Levi gets kedima. That's an interesting question. Why? Is it because he has a status in itself inherently, or is it because of the fact that he serves the kohen? So that's actually an interesting discussion. And interesting, the Ben Ishchai says the minig is not to be makdim Levi Yisrael, but that's what you'll sometimes see, that if there's no kohen, you'll say Levi b'mkom kohen instead of Yisrael b'mkom kohen, even though halachically both are valid. You're not allowed to use a kohen b'zman hazeh. So it means even when the Beis Hamikdash is not around, he's still not supposed to use a kohen. It's a certain level of what's called me'ila b'hegdash, where a person is mistreating hegdash, disrespecting the hegdash, sanctity of hegdash, and even though there's no Beis Hamikdash, but he's part of hegdash. That's an amazing way of looking at a kohen. And even now that we don't have any korbanos, his kedusha still stands. I mean, he still has a status. And the kohen, says a kitzur, could be meichel on his kavod. That's a nice chiddush. It's actually a dispute. According to the kitzur, a kohen could be meichel on his kavod. And the reason for that is because the kohuna, so to speak, is his. And in such a case, a Yisrael is allowed to use him. And especially if the Kohen wants to give cover to Nisal to whatever respect it is. We find that this is true, especially when it comes to benching and stuff like that. And now we're starting Siman Kuf Mem. Here we're starting the laws of Ishus. Here we go. A whole different world. A person's obligated to marry a woman. The obligation is actually on the man, not on a woman, although there's an Indian definitely for a woman to get married. There's a whole discussion about whether she has a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. The reason for getting married, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is based on Chazal, the mitzvah of being fruitful or multiplied, meaning have kids. The mitzvah applies once he's 18, right? Ben Shmanis of the Chuppah to Pirkei Avos. Interesting, the person who explained that that means once he's really 17, a boy 17 years old, it's the beginning of his 18th year, he should be getting married. Nevertheless, Kitzur says you shouldn't go after past 20 years. I said the Chavetz Chaim writes 25 years. And even the Kitzur already says someone is worried about Parnassah and he wants to study and he's engrossed in his learning, he's allowed to delay so long as the Yetzer is not overcoming him. When a person has a boy and a girl, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. But that's so long as a boy and a girl have the ability, they're fertile and they're not, they're also able to meaning have kids. If a person has a son and daughter, and a chmali son, they pass away without even any children, if they left over children, so then the grandparents have fulfilled the mitzvah period of Arivia. Now that's true when the grandchildren, or a boy and a girl, and they're coming from the son and the daughter, regardless of whether the son comes from the son or the son comes from the daughter. Halach is, they still fulfilled. But if one of them actually left over children, even if they left over boys and girls, but the other, let's say the boy had children, but the girl didn't, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. So it's actually not so simple to fulfill the mitzvah of this command, approve third generation to have also boy and girl from both the boy and the girl. That's the minimum mitzvah of period of Arivia. There's an incredible, I once saw Tzipis Frank. He has a whole different way of explaining the mitzvah. Mitzvah period of Arivia is to try to have a boy and a girl. Let's say a person does his entire life is trying to have a boy and a girl, and they don't. They actually get more mitzvahs in a way, because the attempt, because once they get a boy and a girl, they now are not obligated anymore. It's like they reach the destination. Similar to where we explained the mitzvah of drinking in Purim. You're not supposed to get Adelaide other. Once you get there, you're exempt. And until you get there, every attempt and drink that you have is considered a mitzvah. So it's a very interesting way of looking at it. The halach is that even if a person did fulfill the mitzvah period, they shouldn't be without a woman. So that means it's important to get married even regardless of having children already. And generally speaking, a person should marry a woman that's able to have children. But if he himself knows that he's not able to have children, better to marry a woman that also can't conceive. Similarly, if a person has a lot of children and he's worried that there's going to be a fight between the children and his new wife, also another reason why not to marry a woman that's going to have children. Nevertheless, a person should, again, avoid not being married. A man that married a woman and he was with her 10 years and she didn't give birth, he has to divorce her. But there's a lot of distinctions when it comes to this halacha, and therefore you should ask a shayla. There are great tzaddikim that didn't have children, and even after 10 years, including the Chazon Ish, the Bavitcher Rebbe, giants, and also so there's a Roman Mar that discusses whether they were makbid in this today or not. A woman is not commanded on the mitzvah period, but nevertheless, it's better that she should not be unmarried, meaning she should definitely try to get married, besides all the other reasons. But it's a concern of chashad, of suspicion. So therefore, it's definitely something to be diligent and attempt to try to find a husband. A person should be careful to take what's called an isha haguna, mimishbach haguna. You know, people always ask, what should I look for? What should I look for? The long list of shiduchim, rachmana litzan, that's really almost a machla. You know, the amount of information that people look into, when really Chazal tell us, what are the simanim for what you're supposed to look for? Shleisa simanim yesh leid nisal, by shanim, that means shy, achmanim, compassionate, and goyim lechasadim, those that do kindness. And someone that's not these simanim, is not really David Gray, is not someone that a person should cling to. I think this is such an amazing directive and inspiration. That instead of looking at all the list of where they went to school and where they, I don't know, what's who their chveis, who their babies are, and who their friends are, and who their rabbis are, and you know, this is it. The midos is the only thing that's actually expressed here in halacha when it comes to looking for shiduchim. So I think that's an amazing musa haskel. Have a beautiful day.